me to John chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. You know, I know a lot of people here that can sure quote John 3, 16 and 17. And we're going to just start our quick word from there. And remember this here. Jesus said, quoting the Old Testament, "It is written, my house shall be called a house of prayer." Amen? So, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." So we begin to understand the mission of Jesus here. Jesus was sent to this earth to reconcile mankind to God the Father. That's why he's here. We have to understand that. And Jesus, I put verse 17 in there because I have seen so many people that don't know, people that love God, they don't know where they stand with God because of some of the preaching and the suggestions I've heard. And I want everybody to be clear about this in here. For God, look here, "For God did not send his Son into this world to condemn this world." And, you know, something's wrong where even the people in church feel condemned. You can see it. You can feel it. "Well, I'm not worthy. I don't know if you'd want to hear me. I messed up or I did this." If you being natural, I'm going to use that word instead of evil because it sounds like, but here's what Jesus said in Matthew. "If you being natural know how to give good things to your children, how much more will God the Father give you anything that you ask him?" I'm going to do this, and I want everybody to take a look. How many of you have children, and you would deny them food? You see that? Now, if we're natural and we wouldn't do that, I'm just telling you, God won't do that. I don't care what you heard. I curse the lie of the devil on the church of the living God. Now, how many of you really to really teach your child a lesson if they needed medical attention would say, "No, I'm not going to give you let me see your hand up. That's the way you do business." No. And if we being natural, if we know how to give good to our children, how much more? And you know what the devil wants to do? He wants to stop you from asking. See, how many of you in here are born again? You have a born again relationship with God. Okay. All right. Listen, you're his children then. 1 John 3:1, "Behold what manner of love the Father has for us, that he would call us his children." We're his children. I want to say to you behind this sacred desk that God will not deny you things. Will God correct his children? The word says he corrects everybody that is his child. He corrects them, but he doesn't abuse them. You know, there's correction, and then there's child abuse. And God doesn't abuse his children. He doesn't. He just doesn't. And that misunderstanding that's come over the church in my lifetime more and more is very detrimental to God's purpose, especially in this hour. So anyhow, I just want you to understand that his son was not sent here to pistol whip people around, but to the Pharisees said, "Master, we've got this woman here. She's been caught in the act of adultery. And the law says to stone her. What do you say?" And Jesus got on the ground. And he just started scratching in the ground. And they kept asking. And he kept scratching in the ground. And they whatever they read what he was writing on the ground, and the word says from the oldest first to the youngest, they all got out of there. And then Jesus looked up and he said, "Woman, where's your accusers?" And she said, "Well, they've all left." And he said, "I don't condemn you either." And I think you have to understand that about Jesus. How can we even invite people to church if we just have the right kind of heart? We have to understand this is a very confusing time. I was telling somebody just yesterday, I think it was one of my brothers. I said, "Man, this world has changed in my lifetime. It's changed, and it hasn't changed for the better. And I can see it. It was certain things we were discussing and talking about that I've seen change. But if ever people needed hope, they need it now." Now, how many of you here, since you got saved, you ain't never sinned anymore? My testimony is I did my best sinning after I got saved. I got saved at 19 years old. And I've sinned. And you know what? That's what communion is all about. We're about to take communion. Communion is about examining yourself. And then 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, and 1 John was written to the church, not to the lost person. If we confess our sins, God is faithful and has a legal right to forgive us from our sins and cleanse us from our sins. Now, even the world knows this in their recovery programs, that to be able to say, to admit something, not to the world, to the Father. The word says in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 about communion, before we take communion, we're supposed to examine ourselves and then eat of the bread and drink of the cup. And if there's something that shouldn't be in there, we're about to do that. We're going to have a moment where you can come to the altar or make an altar or just bow your head at whatever you're comfortable with. This is open communion. Everybody can take communion with us. We don't feel like we're better than anybody else. And on the other hand, this is open communion. And nobody has to take communion here that doesn't want to take communion. So that's the way that God wanted communion to be. And I want everybody to know here, whether you're saved or lost or whatever, God loves you, and God gave something for you. And he wants to help you. So let's look in one more place. The book of Revelation, chapter 3, and verse 20. These are the words of Jesus himself. "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into that person." You need to know that God loves you, every one of us here. He doesn't love you because you're perfect, because then he would never have to come to this world again. We've got problems now. We've got more problems than we did when I was 19 years old, when I got saved. And you know what? But along with those problems, we've had miracle things happen. Expressions of God and his love for us. So what we're going to do, we're going to do that. You can come to the altar. I'm going to be at the altar. You can make an altar where you are. Just whatever. You can just bow your head.